right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Today is August 23rd, National Hug Your Boss Day. Who doesn't want to wrap their arms around their boss and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze? Just try not to get carried away on National Hug Your Boss Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Trump administration still bullish on the economy.
We don't believe in the recession talk. I think the economy is very strong. I think the consumers are leading it.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council on Fox Business last night. This is President Trump gets ready to head to the G7 summit in France.
Last year's G7 summit ended in disarray when President Trump pulled his name from the joint statement world leaders traditionally issue at the end in a dispute with the Canadian Prime Minister. This time, the host, French President Emmanuel Macron, says there'll be no statement at all, with the U.S. and its allies divided on trade, Iran, and climate change.
Fox's Simon Owen. Investors waiting to hear what the head of the Fed has to say from Jackson Hole, Wyoming today. And a 12-year-old arrested after a school shooting threat in Hillsborough County, Florida. America is listening to Fox News.
In case you haven't heard, it's Friday. How does that make you feel, Greg Budell?
You know what?
What?
I'm happy.
My goodness, man. Control yourself. Jay Scott, what would you say if I told you next week had three Fridays in it?
Dynamite.
Emily Hayes, have you heard the news? It's Friday.
Well, isn't that special?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, I understand you're looking for a part-time job to earn some money on the weekends.
I guess I'll see if I can get my old gig back selling butt scratchers at the ballpark.
And Rich Thomas, what would you say if I told you there would be no more bad weather to report on this year?
Booyah!
Everyone is geared up for Friday. Stand by for three men.
Butt scratcher! Butt scratcher! Get your butt scratcher here!
And a lady.
I'm so excited. It's Friday.
It is Friday, Three Men and a Lady. It's surely Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hines.
What's my name?
Emily Hines.
Emily Hines.
Oh, great.
And the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Weren't you with the Pretenders at one point?
No, that was my cousin Chrissy.
Oh, Chrissy.
Oh, that's right.
For a sun and cloud mix today, another very humid day. Hard to believe that there's football, high school football, and lots of it tonight. High today around 94 with scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storm. Really a generous supply. If you want to check out my morning video this morning and look at future radar, very colorful display. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, the rain chances are only going to get better. Still random, but scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. You know, some towns are going to do great. Other towns, not as great. That's the way it works. It's uneven in the summertime, but some tropical downpours with low 90s during the day, low 70s at night, and better than normal rain chance continues Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now this morning with 75 degrees, east winds at 3 miles per hour, incredible humidity, 707.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust
West in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rusty came through with a cleaner version of Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Oh, okay.
Turning to sports. Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9 under par score. Chichi Rodriguez. Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play up to par.
Happy birthday, Richard Sanders, who's 79 today.
Wow. You know, the beauty of that show is that even though the characters were stereotyped, we all knew somebody.
Yep.
That reminded, I mean, we all knew a Herb Tarlick, right?
Herbert Tarlick, yeah. In the sales department.
And God bless them, because they know not what they do. They have to have that thing going on, yeah, you know,
the big guy was so funny. He was great.
One of my best general managers was the big guy in Florida. He didn't have a clue how he did what we did. He never attempted to interfere and go down to the program director and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. He was a little bit prudish on humor. So every once in a while, if it got to 9:05, I knew it was okay. But every once in a while, since they knew I left the studio at 9, Greg Bidall, would you please come to Doug Donahoe's office after the show today, please? So then I knew there was something that happened or something that was said during the show.
Oh, sure. And everybody loved Bailey Quarters. She was just...
She was the hot one.
She was a great
Bailey character. Quarters and Lonnie Anderson were the Ginger and Marianne of that show.
And the Skipper, too.
I mean, I was a big fan of Dr. Johnny Fever.
Oh, yeah.
Venus Flytrap.
Johnny, because Johnny didn't care.
No. Booger.
And of course, we got to play around Thanksgiving, the famous...
The turkey drop.
The turkey
episode.
Drop. You know,
we
as
have
God
it.
Is my witness.
We
I
have
thought
it.
Turkeys could fly.
So good.
It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. I say we visit the traffic dungeon for a moment.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour on this Friday morning, and things look great on the roadways around the Montgomery area. The boulevard is starting to build up traffic, but we don't have any big delays for you. If you're on the interstates, they're both up at a speed limit ride. The crowd coming out of Wetumpka is pretty thick, so be careful around the River Bridge and once you reach the boulevard. And keep in mind, your school zones are about to kick in. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour in a school zone. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by anyone.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone!
Good news!
There is none.
That's your good news for today.
Yeah.
The good news is, it's Friday.
Now, there is a story that was sent to us by the people that find these good news stories.
Uh-huh. What, do I need to look at it?
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
Because I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh.
You have conflicting emotions?
Yes.
Is it about a recession?
Oh, God almighty. I can't go through that again.
They're laughing because the other day I heard Fox News say a poll was taken and everybody's expecting a recession. Cut the crap.
That's not what you said, and that's not how you reacted.
And that broken chair over there.
You ever have seen a water bottle flung so hard?
Now, here's where the big conflict comes in, and I'm inviting our listeners to think about this, too.
Let's figure this one out.
The story they sent today is about a 71-year-old guy in Scotland who has dementia.
Okay.
Oh, this is what I hate when they do these stories.
Yeah.
Like, the good news isn't until the very end, and it's marginally okay news.
Well, he forgot his whole history with his wife.
Oh.
then fell in love with her all over again and proposed.
That's The Notebook.
There's a movie like this.
The Notebook.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, so basically, there you go.
That's it. You're right. It is the movie, yeah.
Now, she never left him when he got this condition.
James Garner didn't either.
And I understand how difficult this is for families that have to deal with a loved one that's going through this most horrible thing. You know,
I understand your concern.
Do you?
Yeah, I understand your concern in that regard.
I can't. It's really one of the worst afflictions. That in all time.
It's really rough to watch that deterioration.
It's tough for the family.
Because in a way, that is not necessarily good news. It's a little got a little bit of charm to it, and it's got a little romantic flair, but in the end,
it's sad.
It's still very, very
sad. It's not a kid with a lemonade stand raising $127 to buy some books for a kindergarten class.
Right.
But if you've never seen The Notebook, put it on your list.
If you want to cry for 4 hours.
It's interesting.
I'll watch The Notebook, but I'll chase it with a Terminator.
Super soft, super hard.
Yeah, so you gotta, I see.
That way I can get rid of them.
You gave your man card away and then you take it right back.
Right.
My memory will be back.
Oh, God. I'll give you another example of something that's...
Rich!
Am I gonna cheat? No, no.
Yeah.
I'll give you another example of something that falls along these lines. The New York Mets recently renamed the street that Citi Field is on, where their brand new ballpark where they play, Tom Seaver Way. They did this after it was learned that Tom Seaver has dementia. This should have been done many years ago.
Before
he developed this condition.
Yeah. So you feel like they're doing it in response to the condition more than they're doing it in response to his accomplishments?
It's hard not to see it any other way.
I understand, yeah.
But there's a guy, if anybody deserved an honor like that in the history of that baseball team, it was him.
Now, I would also say better late than never in that regard.
Yeah. True.
But, I see where you're coming from like that. Yeah. That they got that more than...
It's like you've got Greg vision today.
Well, no.
See how you feel about that. See where you're coming from on that.
I can totally understand. So, it's fine. Go ahead. I was trying to make another analogy. I thought, nope, that's stupid. Don't say that.
You'll sound like at least you have the power to stop yourself from saying stuff.
Never stop me.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Okay.
Comes and goes.
And that is your good news.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right.
Well, now what are we going to do, Bailey? Bailey's giving a side eye.
She's being a good girl this morning.
Father, are you going to feed me again? Father, please.
It has been a year now. Since my last meal. Look at those eyes.
Y'all, these puppy dog eyes.
Look at that face.
Did you have enough chicken?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, she's gotten some bonus chicken there. That's what you got for 8 o'clock. Good.
Oh, dearest Dad.
I should never show
Oh, dearest Papa.
Oh, my Papa.
After Mama passed, it's been so hard in the cold.
Yesterday afternoon, we got another big, in fact, the last long weekend of the summer, weekend after next.
True.
And you've got time to get over to see our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. Prime Minister Playtime, they got some awesome deals. Whether you're looking for something to enjoy off-road Alabama or in the water Alabama, one of our great lakes.
In Alabama, you can still enjoy the water for another 3 months or so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, water temperatures are really, really high. And he can have you ready to go, get you on a jet ski well before Labor Day weekend. And in my opinion, it's the best way to enjoy the water.
Yep.
Everything they sell at Adams Motorsports is backed by money the manufacturers loan. So consumers don't have to meet ridiculous bank standards to get the lowest interest rates. In some cases, it's zero. Some under 2% or 3%, but it's all low, no matter what brand you're looking at, from Polaris, which is made here in the Huntsville area in the state of Alabama, Kawasaki, Suzuki, and the amazing Kymco scooter, which gets about 150 miles per gallon. And they've got a huge inventory, a service department that will take great care of you, and nice folks to get you on the path to some real recreation. Adams Motorsports is at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. And they're open right now at adamsmotorsports.com, where you can fill out a credit app and get started on your big Labor Day weekend plan. And by the way, since we're in the last week of the month, Terry's looking to make some numbers. So make a ridiculous officer.
Officer.
Officer. Ridiculous. Officer,
you're ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You know what? In about 10 more minutes, I'm going to be the notebook. I'm living it. 1700%.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Seven students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Friday officially begins in 3, 2, 1. Friday's here. It's time to rock out.
Friday.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Friday. Friday.
Yes, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is so great.
I bought my Friday at the dollar store.
Friday.
I don't believe that Friday should be used for evil.
Friday's a good time to enjoy cheap beer.
The radio is playing some forgotten song.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Here's another Emily segment.
And Jake.
On News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily. And Jake. If you would give me a moment, I would introduce you.
Okay.
Okay. You know, it's been over a year ago that Jay and I introduced you to the wonderfulness that is the Seafood Bistro.
Mm-hmm. It's my turn.
Jay, you can talk now. Gosh.
No, it's the Seafood Bistro. It's the best place.
Tell them about the dragon shrimp.
I was going to... You going to tell me what to say now?
No, I won't tell you.
Don't give me my business, devil woman.
Devil woman, that's a good one to do.
It's a line from a movie, by the way, if anybody's all getting whatever.
Next week, devil woman.
Devil woman, yeah.
Seafood Bistro is fantastic. I love it there. It's got wonderful things like fried okra. I know other places have fried okra, but... When you go here, you can get fried okra along with...
I just want people to stop and think for a moment about how excited you get about a side dish at
fried
the
okra.
Seafood Bistro.
For God's sake.
Let alone the whole menu is fantastic, but the side dishes are enough for Jay to devote the whole live spot to fried okra.
The thing with the fried okra is you get that dragon sauce, dip the fried okra in it. It's fantastic.
Game changer.
Seafood Bistro is located on the Perry Hill Road. You can get them at 279-7500 or go online.
The Seafood Bistro, a deck in.
Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At work, I cannot wait. I really need a break. The weekend starts for me today.
And now,
TGIF means thank God it's facts, not just any facts, but random.
Whoa!
Wow!
That's about as tight as it gets.
That probably took everything you had.
It did.
Yeah, I didn't even see that coming.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
You feel spent?
Pray the Lord my soul to keep. God rest him.
Did you know my line earlier came from a movie? I was not being serious when I told her.
I'm already getting the hate Jay text. Just kidding. Nobody hates Jay. Everybody loves Jay.
Well, I just want to
be more like Jay, says the boss.
The problem is that I have so many movie lines in my head that if a prompt comes up, that's the first thing that comes to my head, not the response, but quote the movie.
You've got the movie lines. I have song lyrics.
Right. Did you know Ernest Shackleton? He led a failed...
Of the Birmingham Shackletons?
Don't think so, but I don't know. Did he go to Antarctica? Anyway, Ernest Shackleton, who led a failed Antarctic mission from 1914 to 1916. Now, despite the fact that it was unbelievable circumstances... Shackleton managed to rescue all members of his crew, with none of them dying, even with the fact that they were stranded for almost 2 years. 2 years he kept everybody alive.
Wow.
One of the Sir Raymond Priestley, an Antarctic...
Of the Nashville Priestleys?
Of a Antarctic explorer and geologist said...
Of the Jason Priestley.
For scientific discovery, give me Scott. For speed and efficiency of travel, give me Amundsen. But when disaster strikes and all hope is gone,
give
get down...
Give me Shackleton.
Get down on your knees and pray for Shackleton.
Shackleton, there you go.
Yeah. Did you know the Scots have 421 words for snow?
Yeah. And so do the Eskimos.
Eskimos, I think that's ice for them.
Oh,
or snow,
they have
maybe
more than one word for snow because there's different consistencies of snow. There's fluffy snow, there's wet snow, there's, you know, but yeah.
There's explicative before the word snow.
There's yellow snow. Don't eat it, by the way.
Did you know that little Miss Muffet...
What did she sit on now?
She was...
This is like a game of... God. This is like match game.
Well, she sat on a tuffet. Do you know what a tuffet is?
It's a chair cushion.
It's a stool, exactly. A tuffet, or a poof, puffer, or a hassock, is a piece of furniture used as a footstool... Or
what did
a low
I say?
Seat.
What? I said footstool.
What? I didn't say you were wrong.
Well, nobody said I was right either.
What's curds and whey then?
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
You gave a good sample of a stool.
Yeah.
I'll take the cheese slices away.
That was good enough to get one.
Not based on my standards.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, Lofty Standards 2019.
Oh, wait, they got breaking news on the TV there. I-65 shut down.
No, that's the Greenville thing.
The Greenville thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, the hazmat spill.
Yeah, the hazmat spill. Okay. Well, they got somebody live.
Hey, Chris down there.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. Yes, the footstool, the low seat, it is distinguished from a stool in that it is completely covered in cloth so that no legs are visible.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, after the release of the 1996 film Scream... which involved an anonymous killer calling and murdering his victims, caller ID usage tripled in the United States. Remember, caller ID used to be a big thing. Does it have caller ID? Got to get it with caller ID. Now you don't need it.
You had to pay extra for it.
You remember a separate device next to your phone?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a bigger version of a pager.
So, like, you had to be in the room. Like, if the phone rang, you had to not only run to where the phone is, but also look at the little box next to it and be like, I don't want to answer that.
Oh, yeah. I got to take that one.
Yeah.
Some J.
I don't want to answer it. J calling me again. Hello, did you know? That's all he ever says when he calls. Did you know this? Did you know? In spring of 1942, German U-boats terrorized the east coast of the United States.
Yes.
They sank fuel tankers and cargo ships with impunity, often within sight of shore, and in less than 7 months, destroyed 22% of the tanker fleet. They sank 233 ships, killing 5,000 people, more than two times the number who perished at Pearl Harbor.
The average American didn't know that that was going on.
Right.
And it wasn't publicized, obviously, because of morale.
I mean, the first comment says, I'm surprised this isn't a more popular topic of discussion like Pearl Harbor is. I have never heard this before.
Yep.
It happened over months, and it's basically just kind of lopped into the greater human tragedy that was World War II anyway. So, did you know with over 300,000 animal deaths per year... Tasmania is the roadkill capital of the world.
Okay.
Did you know?
Is eclectic number two?
I don't know.
I saw an armadillo in an unusual place.
Just, dead or alive?
Well, dead, obviously.
Okay.
But I just didn't expect... Well, I mean, we're talking about roadkill.
No, okay.
I didn't expect to see it on the street that I did. I was like, oh... That sucks for you, armadillo.
Maybe he's just sleeping.
Highly doubt it.
He's just resting. Did you know, and you probably know this, I didn't, I think I've heard this before, but the Catholic Church considers beavers to be fish.
Oh, wait, what? No, I didn't know that.
The Catholic Church considers beavers to be fish fit for consumption on meatless Fridays due to their semi-aquatic nature.
That's what I was going to ask. Oh. So you can eat beaver on Friday.
Oh, it's right. It's a loophole. It's a loophole. Okay.
First line, yeah, I'm not even going to say.
Don't.
I'm going to say the first comment.
Just move on.
Now, this next random fact means that we have brought up this current item, I think, almost every day this week, it feels like, or at least since Tuesday. I'm surprised it keeps coming back up.
Okay.
Queen Elizabeth has a rubber duck with an inflatable crown in her bath at Buckingham Palace. Here's the other connection. She also keeps a big mouth Billy Bass on her piano at the summer retreat in Scotland.
Well. Well.
It was just so funny. Philip, look, let's push the button and he'll sing.
Take me to the river.
That's hilarious. She does have a sense of humor.
Yep, big mouth Billy Bass. Did you know in a study conducted by Guinness itself, it was estimated that 163 pints of Guinness are wasted each year in the UK?
In the foam head?
In facial hair.
In facial, yeah, in the beards?
We've done this before.
Well, beards as in B-E-E-R-D-S.
Yeah,
beards.
Jay, I'm going to give you a cheese slice for that.
Beards. Ooh, I'm catching up.
At this rate,
yeah, 20 years.
Yeah.
Rich, if you get the hiccups again, though, you'll win.
I just, did you just hear a hiccup?
Did you know he was not known as John Bon Jovi at the time, but his first professional recording with a credit as John Bon Jovi?
Oh, like Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. His first professional recording was doing the lead vocals on a Christmas song. It was called R2-D2, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, from the Star Wars Christmas in the Stars album.
We might actually have that.
His cousin co-produced the album and ran the recording studio where he was working sweeping floors at the time. And
with Tommy and Gina.
Are you looking for it?
I am.
I mean, I got it right here, I'm sure. I'm not happy to play it, but I can if you need me to break it out.
Here it is.
We look up at the winter star. We know that's where you are. Our chimney's big and round, so you can come right down. And if our wish comes true, we'll spend Christmas Eve with you. Our hearts will sing with glee as we decorate the Christmas tree.
This is awful.
Well, it's John Bon Jovi. Oh, this is horrible.
I guess that bad, but I'm sick, so I don't know.
But I'm sick.
It did give me a feeling, you know, it won't be long. We'll be pulling out some of our Christmas favorites.
I know. I've already, where was I? When did I go get gas? On Monday, I guess it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, walking around to bring back some hot dogs here to the station, and Halloween candy still on the shelf, or not still, but out on the shelf
and,
already.
And I know that when I walk into Costco, any day now, there will be trees.
Christmas trees? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're always about 3 months ahead.
Oh, yeah.
The skeletons are on sale.
Yeah. Those
big life-size skeletons.
Okay.
That's not really a good Christmas item.
No, the Halloween stuff.
Just kidding. Did you know that due to a shortage of space, and we're going back to, was it Singapore that I did earlier that talked about the organ donor?
Oh, yeah.
Thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Singapore?
It was Singapore.
Well, here's another wonderful fact about Singapore. Okay. Singapore. Due to a shortage of space, burials in cemeteries are limited in Singapore. You get to stay there a maximum of 15 years, after which the deceased are dug up and cremated.
That's why. What?
Oh yeah, we're gonna give you the space for 15 years, but
and then
that's
we're gonna,
ridiculous. Yeah. Why? So that's ridiculous. If you make your plans to, I would just go ahead and.
It's
get
like
cremated.
Getting a new lease on death,
right? Well, they dig you up, they cremate you, and then they put somebody else in your position for 15 years.
What is the point of that? If you know that they're going to do that, why not already have it set up to where you would just be cremated and save people
a step? That's archaic.
That's
crazy.
That's awful, Jay. That's not a really great way to
wacky Singaporeans.
End random facts on a Friday.
Yeah.
It's not very positive or uplifting.
Okay, let me see if I can throw something else in here.
No, I mean,
I don't care.
You don't care.
What?
Of the 50 cities with
it's
the world's highest murder rates, 42 are in Latin. Well, that's probably not good.
No.
Death,
destruction, horribly morbid, random facts.
Hang on. Did you know that the words oftener and oftenest are actually grammatically correct?
They are.
And can be used in place of more often and most often.
Thank you. Yeah, but more often and most often...
I'm going to put those into practice.
I have another one for you, too. The 1985 song We Built the City by Starship was named the worst song of all time.
It is the worst song of all time.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
It's a good song.
It's recently been covered by Nickelback.
Oh, talking about rock and roll. We Built the City on rock and roll. And is there even a rock and roll instrument in that song? It's all synthesizers and it's horrible.
It was their protest. Did you know that?
To quote a noted local rock jockhead, it's a jam.
Don't make fun of me.
It is a jam.
Oh, wow. All your cheese slices just evaporated.
The city of San Francisco banned them from playing in Golden Gate Park, and that was their...
that was their protest.
Their protest.
In the 80s?
Yeah. This is a good song. I'm getting it ready for play right now.
Remember they used to customize it for every station?
Yeah. Yeah. So where
we
is
built
it?
This city.
What's wrong with this?
We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city.
Did you say on News Talk?
We no, on this crap.
This city on rock and roll.
Oh man, that video is great.
Oh man.
No, but the video's the worst ever.
Say you don't care,
go. What is the chick?
To that crazy place.
It's pretty hot.
Knee deep in the hoopla.
That was the name of the album. Knee deep in the hoopla.
Too many runaways. Eating up the night. My pony plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
What is
it?
What did that have to
do? The Lincoln Memorial's
How
in the
did that
of this.
Come up on the video?
I'm going to put this on Facebook and ask.
This makes Nickelback look good.
There's a...
They're all at the feet of Abe Lincoln.
Singing to him.
What?
They're serenading
oh,
Honest
man.
Abe.
I forgot how ridiculous that video was.
Bold statement time. I don't think it's the worst song ever made.
It could quite possibly be the worst video ever.
I sat there in the morning and I listened to years of Air Supply and the Whams and
I'm all out of
Lyle Richie and Drek.
I'm so lost without you.
Dolly Parton and Kenny G. Rogers.
Kenny G. Rogers.
That's like some Island of Dr. Moreau crap. I've combined the two best talents in their fields. And I shall call them Kenny G. Rogers.
1981. 1982. 1983. 1984.
Weird,
but true news.
All I can see is the Kenny G. curly hair, but the Kenny Rogers beard.
You picked a fine time to leave me, Kenny G.
This is great.
Islands in the frickin' stream.
Don't forget about Kenny Rogers Roasters.
I actually did some work for them.
Don't take you.
They were headquartered in Pompano Beach, Florida. Did you know that?
I did not.
Did you know?
Pompano Beach?
Yep.
I suppose we should ask a question.
Oh, yeah.
Here are my suggestions.
Okay.
Compare them to Rich.
While you're working, I got
to
tell a little story here, okay? With a positive story, a good news story.
Right. Yeah.
You know, when we talk about Jack Ingram's signature used cars, I emphasize the quality of the vehicles, the vetting process, that everything you look at, no matter what category you're shopping in, and I steer people, no pun intended, to the vehicles under 10,000. But the story that really made my week was a woman who reached out and said, I hear you talking about the 20-plus financing programs they have. She shared a little bit of her situation, and I put her in touch with Tip Tames. And he and the team over there got her into a really nice Rogue. And she's one of the happiest. She sent me pictures of her car after the deal got done. Aww. She was so grateful. She's got a real, in terms of life, she's got a playful going on, and she really needed something different, but circumstances have put her in a bit of a credit bind. And now she has not only a great vehicle, but As she makes her payments, she'll be digging her way out towards a better credit score. But she was so happy. So I'm going to make that the focal point of this message, that don't let a credit issue here and there prevent you from seeing Tip Dames and those great folks over at Jack Ingram, because they've got programs that can get you taken care of. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can shop online at jackingram.com. And I'm going to use what's left of my voice to introduce Quizmaster Jay with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about this place having over 300,000 animal deaths per year. What is the roadkill capital of the world?
272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. Everybody that calls qualifies for our end-of-the-week grand prize drawings, which are a little more than an hour away. Call now.
We're headed into the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We have a couple of accidents to tell you about. There's one on the boulevard in front of Home Depot. There's also an accident in Midtown Montgomery at Highland Avenue and Ryan Street, and we have a crash on the Wetumpka Highway right at the Northern Boulevard, so be careful in that area. If you are on I-65, our slowdown has begun around the river bridges, and further down in the Greenville area, I-65 is closed due to a hazmat spill. When you get down in the Greenville area, they're going to reroute you over to Highway 31 and put you back on the interstate around Georgiana, so be careful if you're headed that way. School zones are in effect, so watch out for the kids and buses and keep your speed at 15 miles an hour. The national clearance event is going on right now at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Jay, what line are we going to first? Is this one? William.
Yes.
Hey, what you got? The roadkill
capital. Roadkill capital of the world.
Tasmania.
That's correct.
What about the roadkill capital of Elmore County? Do you know?
Well, wouldn't that be Elmore?
Huh?
Gotta be Wetumpka.
No, I'm sorry. Good thing that wasn't the question. It was eclectic. Now, hang on.
But we would have accepted Deetsville.
Deetsville isn't in Elmore.
It's in the Tauga, yeah.
As I thought. But let's say good morning to our losers. Well, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it does.
I can't call Bo Holt a loser.
What's up, man?
Yeah, then you go straight to me. Greg, did you know that movie reference that Jay made earlier is from Billy Madison, the one that Joey and I always talk about on the afternoon show?
I did not know that.
Yes, it's probably the funniest movie. Well, I'm not the full. One of my favorite movies of all time. But anyway, I was a day late and a dollar short, but I hope y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you may be a winner later on, man. We got that tailgate to-go package from Baumhauer's to give away.
That would be excellent.
You're eligible.
All right.
Take care, man. We'll talk to you.
All right, y'all take care.
Thanks. Here's Brian. Sorry, man.
Oh, that's okay. I just got to be quicker.
Well, but you're still in that big drawing next hour, so listen for your name. It could be
an
even bigger winner. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, roadkill, y'all be careful, because I've seen a lot of deer that's been hit on the side of the road, so deer are still moving in the evening, so anyway, a lot of roadkill out there. I think sand trucks should be in the top 10.
I was just going to say, I've been on Highway 9 there, I see what you're saying.
Deer.
Well, thanks for the call. Keith, you take care, buddy. All right, I'm about to post my rant on the Jefferson Starship song.
Okay.
Well, Rich does have weather.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery.
Okay.
Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I know a lot of you are still looking for a nice downpour in your yard. You see the radar. You have our weather app. You see that the storms are within a couple of miles of you and they haven't reached you. I understand your frustration. I'm frustrated too. Sun and Cloud mix today. The rain chances are getting better. Today's high around 94. Scattered hit or miss storms will be more generous supply today than yesterday. Low temperature tonight down to 74. Then tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, we'll kick the rain chances up a couple of notches, maybe a few notches. Rain chances getting better. Still random, but scattered to numerous showers and storms each day through the weekend. That may affect some weekend plans, but we need the rain, so when you're in a drought, you just can't quibble with what day you're getting it. Some towns will get more rain than others. The high temperature in the low 90s, lows at night in the low 70s, and better than normal rain chances continue Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, 75 degrees, east winds at 3 miles per hour. It's 7:47.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Strolling into the kitchen and there's a puddle on the floor and you're thinking, oh no. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. It always happens when you're rushed. You know, you just can't deal with it. It's good to know at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And they never, I repeat, never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So you can call in the middle of a weekend, middle of a holiday, in the middle of the night, and they're going to take care of you. And they're going to do it very professionally. I love the fact that they pick up the phone and call me and tell me they're on their way. And then they sit down with me. They say, okay, we diagnosed the problem. Here's what it is. This is what it's going to cost. And before you know it, it's fixed. That's the way it is at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're my go-to plumbers. Now there's no question in my mind. For over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
I see we have callers that wish to speak with us, like Annette.
Hi.
Good morning, y'all.
Hi.
I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Well, probably not
to
the
prove
answer.
To the armadillo it could be done.
That's a roadkill joke.
You got the listeners on the board with a cheese slice in it.
It's a roadkill joke. I love it.
Have a good morning.
Good work, and you have a very pleasant and upbeat voice. Hard show.
Collins in the stream, Greg. That is what we are.
We built this city.
It sounds like an STD in your bloodstream. I just forget it.
William Shatner should have recorded a version of that.
Oh, yeah.
I just posted, by the way, my rant. I posted the video for We Built This City with the following comment. This is not the worst song of all time. One of the various sources keep picking on it. In the 80s, I sat through hours of radio direct featuring Air Supply, The Whams, Lionel Richie, and Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton. There you go.
But can you agree that it's probably one of the worst videos of all time?
It's ridiculous.
There were some pretty awful videos back then. They just didn't get in heavy rotation like the...
I mean, we didn't even finish the video. We weren't even halfway through.
You got us to Lincoln's feet, and then you stopped. What is that about?
Well, that was ridiculous.
But I'm with Greg on this one. I actually liked that song when I was growing up, and I still like that song. Listen, somebody might have called during the lag while I was calling in and getting put on hold, but Deeksville is actually partly in Elmore and partly in Autauga.
We did have a call come in. He explained the fact that Deeksville is a part of Elmore. It's in part of it is in Autauga, but that is the mail route, I believe.
You know,
it's
interesting. It's
the
like
mail part.
It's interesting. Like Tallahassee is part Elmore County, part Tallapoosa County. After you go over the bridge, that's pretty interesting too. I have a
Deeksville address, and I'm on the Elmore County side, but one of my good friends from work has a Deeksville address and is on the Autauga County side.
So either would work. I got you.
Well, thank you, Hartshell.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. East.
Hey, good morning. Listen, Greg, you did such a good job this week, coming in sick and everything. I'm going to talk to Rick and see about getting you off on Saturday and Sunday. Will that be all right?
That'd be great, man.
Hey, look, and I also want to suggest that you use the John Bon Jovi song, which is now my new worst song that I've ever heard.
Oh, is that what we're going to torture people with?
Yes, you can prompt people to participate in a contest for that.
I want it as a ringtone on my phone.
No.
That's perfect. You guys have a great Friday.
We appreciate it, East. Brad McDonald joins us this afternoon, special Friday edition with all this recession talk and inverted yield curves and all that. Plus today is the Fed has that big meeting at Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We'll find out how all of that plays out. He'll explain it to you. Don't get your, as Emily says, don't let fear drive your bus until you talk to an expert, and he's ours. Weekday afternoons, and you can see him at his office and get a financial plan going for yourself. Call 387-0094 to make that appointment.
The Fox Business Network. Investors are waiting to hear from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who speaks at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas annual retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Foot Locker shares are skidding after a disappointing quarter. Both its earnings and sales were weaker than expected, and overall sales were down from a year ago, reflecting the strong dollar, which makes its products more expensive in other countries. Foot Locker President Richard Johnson says while its results came in at the low end of expectations, it's well positioned for back to school and beyond, and it was seeing business improving at the end of the period. Tapestry, the parent company of Coach, Kate Spade, and Stuart Weitzman, says it's taking steps to address the environmental impacts of the fashion industry. Its chief executive, Victor Luis, is signing the Fashion Pact, which includes reducing water usage, waste, and carbon emissions. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Marguerites, how do we do it? We make it. We really make it. Started in Uncle Harry's lap, County Diamonds on 5th Avenue. Back home from Rockefeller Plaza to Montgomery, Alabama, after making jewelry for the likes of Zales, the Army Air Force Exchange Services, and thousands of jewelers across the nation, Marguerite's now, for almost 25 years, is exclusively designing diamonds and gemstone jewelry for you. Only the finest at the very best prices. Marguerite's is in Peppertree on Vaughan Road, open every day.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Love, love, love this.
It's time for Animal Stories on News Talk. With me, head zookeeper Greg Waddell.
Houston, we have a problem.
Can't find my copy.
Oh, well, have to listen to the song.
Oh, here it is. It's all the stories that have an A over it. In animal news, and there's a lot of it every day. That's why we started doing this feature. We have a story about a porch pirate that turned out to be a bear.
I saw that.
The chewy box.
Yeah, the Newman family in Pennsylvania. Their home security camera captured a moment where a bear wandered onto their porch and stole a box of mail-ordered dog food.
Yeah.
I've often wondered about that because, you know, if they drop a bark box off,
right,
or something, it's, you know, animals can smell that.
Mm-hmm. Bailey knows it's hers.
Sure. Anyway, the family said the box was from Chewy. You've seen their commercials.
Oh, yeah, Bear and Chewy.
And they shared the footage with Chewy, which offered a replacement box of dog food.
Uh-huh.
But, man, bears are smart. They know where to go for food.
Uh-huh.
In Minnesota, they are notorious for once they've identified a spot as a food source, they will keep coming back. Guess what? We have another bear story.
How did he get to that?
This bear.
How did that happen? How did that
A northern Alberta, Canada barbershop